Hey, welcome to the Amore Show. I'm glad you're here. I always check the links below. I always have things that I want to share with you there. I just interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough, and you can see that on my channel. Learn some more about COVID, the vaccine, things like that. So I think that we need to keep our eye on the audit, and I'm going to explain why in just a minute. If you ever become ill or injured, I want to make sure that you always have income coming in because the number one reason of bankruptcy and foreclosure is people getting hurt, injured, sick, and unable to work. And so I want to help you with that. And in the description, I have a video I'd love to share with you. So click on that link. And also, I want to help you be your own banker. So when big things happen, like your refrigerator goes out, the kids need braces, or the AC goes out, you have a way to pay for all that debt-free. And so I want to show you that and how to have sustainable tax-free retirement. So the link's below. And if you're like me and like natural health, then essential oils is the way to go. And I have a link in the description for that as well. Now, I want to share with you what's happening around the world. People are protesting lockdowns. And here's the thing, we can't lose our eyes on the focus of the audit. Every state needs the audit. In every 50 state, all the 50 states, we need an audit, okay? Arizona's concluding there soon. The reports will be coming out. Pennsylvania is getting started, Georgia, Wisconsin. We need it in every single state. Because if we fall, then the rest of the world is going to be in this draconian lockdown. Freedoms will be gone. They're trying to put a needle in every arm. And if you hear the interview I did with Dr. McCullough, it's not a good idea to have the shot in every arm. They're trying to control your travel, where you can go, what can you do, what extracurricular activities you can do. Can you travel outside the country? Can you travel to any state? Are you able to go to work? Are you not able to? Do you understand where this is going? It's controlling every aspect of your life. Do you want someone controlling every aspect of your life, telling you where and when you can go and how long you can go there? No. If you give this inch for under the guise of public safety, it'll never end. It'll never end. If you give this up, then they're gonna just take the rest of your life. And there's ways to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, and there's treatments, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Dr. Peter McCullough and other physicians came across, made a guide on how to help yourself at home. And so the link is in the description for that video with Dr. Peter McCullough. But I want to show you what's going on around the world. So 600 arrested. This is in Berlin. One dead. Women and children beaten in the street at Berlin anti-lockdown protests. Check this out. Now I want to make sure. Hold on. I have to turn my volume on. Sad, right? So sad. So while 100,000 Frenchmen protest against Macron's vaccine passport on Sunday in Paris, German police violently shut down a protest in Berlin, and the United Nations Special on Torture is investigating the use of excessive force. Yeah, right. I really doubt that. Over 600 protesters were arrested in Berlin on Sunday. One man died of a heart attack after being interrogated by police. The far-left Berlin government has banned the anti-lockdown protests in Berlin, despite permitting 80,000 largely unmasked people at a gay pride march. The week before, tens of thousands of freedom-loving citizens showed up on Sunday at the same time to exercise their constitutional right to protest. Now, I'm not sure. I didn't know other countries had a constitutional right to protest. I thought maybe perhaps we were in the minority on that. But the 2,250 riot police officers apparently had orders to crack down on people seeking freedom from COVID lockdown. A video showed police apparently punching a sitting young boy of about 10 in the face after dragging his mother away. Oh my gosh. That's horrible. That's horrible. Police punched a cuffed woman on the ground in the head. Oh my gosh. This is terrible. Officers brutalize elderly women seeking to exercise their right to protest. Folks, it's not going to get better if you let this go. It's just not. Here, let's see about this. Let me show you this. Where's my thing?
Ja, sie sind harmlos, aber wenn sie versuchen, hier durchzubrechen, wenden wir Gewalt an. Das ist ganz einfach zu verstehen.
Ich bin hier verdammt nochmal der Bürger von diesem gottverdammten Land.
Ja,
und
das ist
das ist
schön.
Meine Straße mit meinen
Ich bin
Steuergeldern.
auch Bürger von diesem
Gut,
Land.
dann können wir uns ja einig und zusammen in die Richtung gehen.
Nein, hier ist eine Polizeikette
ich sag
und das ist ganz klar
bloß.
ersichtlich.
Und hier
Ich
sind
habe es
natürlich
fünfmal erklärt.
furchterregende Terroristen.
Warum
Ja,
stehen Sie hier?
ganz gefährlich. Drogendealer, Clanhändler. Ich kann mich bloß
Ja,
auf
geht
Aufrechen.
Warum
ist doch
nicht?
nichts
Können Sie
weg.
mir das sagen? Oder müssen Sie erst mal auf Ihren bescheuerten Befehl warten?
Ihr werdet euch rechtfertigen müssen für all
So
das.
geht das nie weiter.
Wie soll denn das enden?
Ihr habt überhaupt keine Lebenserfahrung.
So, fleeing protesters were body tackled and punching, trying to escape the police assault. Look at this. Wow. If you don't think this is going to come to America, people, you're mistaken. This is also happening in Canada, to the north, and then in Europe. Lockdowns are in Australia, and they're coming to a town near you. If you believe Dr. Fauci said there will be no lockdowns, how many times has he gone back and forth, flip-flopped, and said, "Oh, you don't have to do this, and now you have to do this." So don't believe him. You can't believe him. That's why the audits are so important. The audits are so much more than fixing the election. The audits are going to free the world from these COVID restrictions. It's going to free the world. And if we fall, then we can't free Canada. We can't free Europe. They're going to find out where we're going and how we're going to go and where we're coming from. So folks, this is serious stuff. Nobody wants to pass COVID to their friends and family. Nobody wants to spread it. Nobody wants to be a spreader. Okay. Nobody. But this is so much more than getting a jab and so much more about saving mankind or saving your friend. Because if you get sick, early treatments, you can, there's a high probability of of overcoming COVID-19 with early treatments. And we heard that with Dr. Peter McCullough. So that's why these audits are important, 50 states, because it's going to be more than just making sure we can always, from the rest of our lives, choose who we want to represent us in government. Because right now, it got hijacked. Last year got hijacked. And if we don't fix 2020, we can't ever trust our election system again, because someone will be pulling the strings. And if we don't fix our election system, then we'll never be free from these COVID restrictions. It's going to be one thing after another, and it's always going to be these lockdowns. So if you don't think it's going to happen here, you're fooling yourself. So just wanted to share what's coming down the pipe. Have a great day.